In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, spring break around town. Allergies are kicking in full blast for me and a lot of other people. And Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass pulled off another great hayride episode on Saturday night at Foes Hall. Full house out there, and raised about $6,500 for the local food bank. What a great opportunity to get out and hear some great music and enjoy some community fellowship at the same time. In local news this morning, I want to remind everyone again about the Crooked Creek Bridge on Dam 50 Road. It will be closing this morning, starting at 8 a.m., and will be closed for quite a while, a few months, into August at some point. They're projecting a completion date for replacing that bridge August 15th. So that's going to disrupt a great deal of traffic that goes in and out of that Riverview Park, Dam 50 area. And people need to be aware that that bridge is going to be completely out, impassable. So you have to go around through the Cotton Patch Road area. That, again, starts this morning down in the Dam 50 area. Additionally, the Transportation Cabinet will be closing part of US 60 between Marion and Salem. Down in the New Salem area, there's going to be a new culvert put in on Dry Fork Creek, and that road will be closed tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. A Crittenden County Elementary School third grader, Chase Winders, has earned top honors in the 2025 Jim Claypool Art Contest, a project sponsored by the Kentucky Farm Bureau and the Kentucky Association of Conservation Districts. Selected from a pool of 425 entries from students in grades K through 5, Winders' poster stood out for its creativity and message of conservation. The project theme was protecting the forest together, and Winders' work captured the judges' attention, earning him first place in the Crittenden County contest. Down in Livingston County this week, starting on Saturday at 10 a.m., the Livingston County Historical Courthouse Museum will be open for the season. Now, that courthouse is open the first Saturday of each month from now through October, and it's open from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on those Saturdays. That museum is located in historic downtown Smithland.
Considering a new construction project? Give Jeremy Ring a call with Ring Construction, LLC, 270-969-0914. Ring Construction specializes in pole barns, barn dominiums, garages, decks, remodeling, and additions. Ring Construction also does driveway repair, brush removal, grading and leveling, and drainage work. Ring Construction is licensed and insured. Call Jeremy Ring at 270-969-0914.
Something you'll want to get in your calendar for later in the month, Crittenden Countyans will have an opportunity to receive free hearing tests. That will be on Tuesday, April 22nd at Marion Baptist Church. The Kentucky Hears event will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. and offer full diagnostic screenings using hearing test machines and hearing healthcare navigation services. The services are provided at no cost thanks to coordination by the Crittenden County Circuit Clerk's Office. And you'll want to read an article in this week's paper that we're working on. The county government has been the subject of an Open Records Act lawsuit filed by Kent Withrow. Now, Withrow is charged with falsely reporting an incident from something that happened at the Crittenden County office complex back in December, if you remember. This week's paper will have complete details of that new lawsuit filed against Crittenden County Fiscal Court. In local obituaries, Curtis Wayne Love, 53, of Salem, passed away on March 28th. Boyd Funeral Directors is in charge of arrangements. Jerry Lee Fuller, 75, of Marion, died on March 28th at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Evansville. Jerry was an elder at Piney Fork Cumberland Presbyterian Church and a veteran of the United States Air Force. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, the Final Four is set for the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and of course, University of Kentucky will not be there. They lost to Tennessee on Friday, and then the Vols turned around and lost to Houston. So your Final Four matchups Saturday will be Duke versus Houston, and Florida will take on Auburn. Now, the championship game will be played on Monday, and those are at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. Locally, sports will slow down just a bit over the next few days as high school is on spring break this week. However, the baseball team will be traveling up to Bardstown to play some ball games later in the week, and the Lady Rockets are going down to Clarksville, Tennessee to participate in a tournament. Of course, all that is depending on weather. It doesn't look too good based on the forecast for any ball games in the immediate area later in the week, but that's the schedule nonetheless. The Rocket baseball team so far 5-3 on the season after a couple of big district wins last week over Livingston Central, and the Lady Rockets are 3-3, having dropped a district game to Trigg County on Friday down in Cadiz. The Crittenden County High School track and field team has been having some great success already early this season. You can get all of the individual results from those meets in your Crittenden Press each week. And with that, I'm going to tap out this morning, and I hope everyone here in Crittenden County enjoys their spring break, and Livingston County spring break is next week, so I hope you folks have a great time on yours as well. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.